21st Century Radio is sponsored by Hieronymus & Company. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for award-winning 21st Century Radio. Here's your host, Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
First Century Radio. I'm Dr. Bob Hieronymus, and our executive producer and research assistant is Laura Kortner. And you're listening to Telesma, Egyptian Sun. There they go. Indeed. And of course, our engineer is Jake Bryant. Well, we've done numerous shows on animals, and especially dogs, from the animal communication to animal ghosts. Remember those? And one reason we've done so many of these programs is because we have 7 dogs and 3 cats and maybe 300 mice and 3 foxes and some raccoons and some hawks and all kinds of other birds and snakes and turtles. And I understand in the near future we're going to have some chickens. So if you have pets, then you know how good they are for us humans and how much longer you'd like to have their companions, these companions around before they pass on. And it seems that they have shorter lives than they used to, which is kind of backwards. Now, if you want your dog to have all the advantages of a long, healthy life, you need some help. We certainly need some help. So if we need some, I'm sure you do too. We think that we've found the book to accomplish that. It's Dr. Earl Mindell's Nutrition and Healthy Dogs. Well, Nutrition and Health for Dogs, that is. And, of course, it's by Dr. Mindell and Elizabeth Renegan. I believe that's how it's pronounced. Earl Mindell, Ph.D., is a founder of Health and Wellness Revolution and the author of more than 30 books, including The Vitamin Bible, his pioneer reference book. I think he's been on Zoe Show. I think that's what he talked about then. A registered pharmacist, a master herbalist, and an internationally recognized expert on nutrition, vitamins, and herbal remedies. Dr. Mindell is also a professor of nutrition at the Pacific Western University in L.A. He lives in Beverly Hills, California. And Elizabeth Renegan, who is not going to be with us tonight, is editor of the newsletter The Dog Love Letter. Welcome to 21st Century Radio, Dr. Mindell.
Dr. Bob, pleasure to be on the show.
Well, certainly, I have learned so much over the past week by reading your book that now I'm scared to death of all the things I've done wrong over the years.
It's not so much wrong. I think that what people are starting to is that they should take as good care of their dogs as they do themselves. And if you watch some of those commercials on television for the dog food, you'll see that they stress things like antioxidants, they stress protein, they pretty well focus on the good things in the food. And they're right, but unfortunately, most people don't really take the time to read the labels of the food that they are basically feeding to their dogs.
Well, before we start reading some labels, which we really need to do, tell us about how one chooses a commercial dog food, because there is so much out there.
Well, when you learn about reading labels, the first ingredient is the majority of the product by weight. So if it says rice or meat or whatever, then that's the first ingredient. And as it goes down the list, it gets less and less. So it's very important that you understand that the first three ingredients are the ones that you should really focus on.
And in regards to that, I am amazed that I don't know why I in my family, when we grew up in the 1940s, you'd actually you fed the dog whatever he had laying around, and then later,
right.
And then later on, we all got hung up on canned dog food, and then later on, we got into the kind of powdered dog food, not powdered, but in pellets and that kind of thing, and certainly we had no idea that we were not being very helpful to our dogs at that time.
Well, you have to remember that back then, it was a different world. You had probably most of your meals were consumed at home. Woman of the house would be the cooking, etc. That doesn't happen anymore. I mean, everybody's in a hurry. Everybody is busy. You almost need two incomes to survive, and people have to work more than one job. So that's how the food became changed. And today it's just about all processed food. And it's interesting that you mentioned about longevity, because they've already shown that if you start your puppy eating healthy foods all the way through their life, they'll probably live almost 2 years longer than a dog that is not properly fed.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to need to take a break, I understand. And when we come back, we'll get into the various food labels and some of the things that we can improve. There are many obvious things that we need to improve. Friends, our guest is Dr. Earl Mindell, Nutrition and Health for Dogs, with Elizabeth Rennigan, Basic Health Books, Dr. Earl Mindell, spelled MINDELL.com, 1-800-575-8890. If you're a business owner or executive seeking growth yet determined to cut wasteful costs, consider outsourcing your whole marketing department to The Selling Well. The Selling Well offers businesses truly superior marketing services without all the overhead costs associated with employing a full-time marketing executive. Learn more online at thesellingwell.com. That's thesellingwell.com, named after one of our greatest symbols of prosperity, the well. Visit thesellingwell.com or call The Selling Well's managing partner, Plato Hieronymus, at 443-939-1890. TheSellingWell.com. Welcome back to 21st Century Radio with our guest, Dr. Earl Mindell, Nutrition and Health for Dogs, with Elizabeth Rennigan, Basic Health Books, DrEarlMindell.com, 1-800-575-8890. Obviously, friends, you have so many other questions we need to get to in the next hour, and of course we've had an abbreviated hour, like about 45 minutes missing, so that's one of the reasons why we had to do that little ad there first. Dr. Mindell.
Yes, I'm here.
Let's go straight to the how to read dog food labels, because boy, I am so glad that I read this. You started on this a little earlier, noting that meat should be the first ingredient.
Right. The first ingredient is the majority of the product by weight. So if it's if it says rice, then you're getting rice as the majority of the product. Also, make sure that the dog food does not contain these artificial antioxidants. The antioxidants are basically help prevent it from going rancid. But some of the artificial antioxidants are butylated hydroxy toluene, butylated hydroxy anisole, I know these are wild names, and erythroquin. So when you see those on the label, they might be made shortened by saying BHT or BHA. Don't buy them at all. If you're going to look for products, look for natural antioxidants such as vitamin C and E. They are preservatives to prevent the dog food from going rancid.
You also note that if it just says meat, it just might be dog or cat meat or decaying
right.
Raccoon.
I love those commercials for hot dogs, they'll say all meats. Yeah, well, you see, in the meat business, the only thing they don't use in the cow is the moo. Yeah. The only thing they don't use in the pork is the oink.
I see.
So everything else is considered meat or meat byproducts, you'll probably see on the label. Stay away from that. It should say lamb, you know, whatever. It should really spell it out. And that's really, I have a whole chapter on how to read dog food labels. And, of course, home-cooked meals, like you say, are great. But unfortunately, it's almost a thing of the past. I mean, people just don't want to take the time to do that. But table scraps are not the way to feed your dog, because it's really, let's be realistic, 2 out of 3 American adults are overweight, 1/3 of the children, and 40% of the dogs are overweight.
My Lord.
Because they're eating these high salt, high sugar, low fiber type of foods. So that's not the type of food that you want to feed your dog. You should feed your dog a good, healthy, balanced diet that is quite readily available if you know what to do. And, of course, the fresher the food, the better.
You say stay away from beet pulp. Why is that important?
Well, because, see, that basically gives fiber, but it's not really very beneficial. So the dog will probably eat that type of thing and feel full, but yet they're not getting the proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, another thing, too, water. I don't think we could go emphasize enough how important water is to your dog. And here's a very important thing, too. Look at the bowl, the water bowl that you're giving your dog. If it is made in China, dump it, because, unfortunately, they add lead to everything there. So get a stainless steel water bowl for your dog.
There are so many things that I've done wrong here. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think it's really wrong. It's just, I think we're just uneducated, and that's what I try to do in the book, is to educate people about proper nutrition for a dog. I'm just saying that it's amazing. Dogs come down with the same diseases that we do. If they live long enough, they'll have diabetes, have arthritis, they have problems with their eyesight, they have hip problems. So what we did was basically divide the book up into dog foods and treats. I think it's very important for giving a dog a treat, but we have some great recipes about delectable dog cookies and chew toys, how important it is to get the right chew toys, because some of these cheap ones, they splinter off and can cause problems with your dog.
And that's where we're going to stop right now. We'll be back with our guest, Dr. Earl Mindell, Nutrition and Health for Dogs, with Elizabeth Rennigan, Basic Health Books, Dr. Earl Mindell, MINDELL.com, 1-800-575-8890.